Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you guys had an amazing Labor Day. Today, we are going to be going over probably one of the most important things that I possibly could on this channel, which is going to be combating disinformation. I find it very, very important. We're going to talk about disinformation, not only in the sense of what is taking place overseas, but also here at home in America and why Russian propaganda just has no freaking place in it. And some of these people that, you know, and I use the term Russian propaganda, I understand that. It's not something that I hold like that I just throw out there all willy-nilly. No, because there is actual information, data, stats that actually ended up getting published this last month and actually over the course of the summer, June and August, that nobody seems to care about. Nobody wants to report on, even though it's all very, very true. I mean, it's data that has been compiled by the FBI that they've sourced out from numerous other law enforcement agencies. And we're going to go over that today. But as we're waiting on everybody to roll in here, happy Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to listen to this as we're waiting on some folks to come in because it is absolutely freaking fire. One minute to go, and we're going hot, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get this going. I mean, you got to admit, that's pretty freaking rad, right? Like, I really like that. I want to appreciate everybody that's already came in and started donating out some memberships. We've got Bo Williams ended up coming in first, gifting out one. W Don't Know with 5. Sky God coming in, dominating the chat so far with 20. And C88 coming in, gifting out another one as well. You guys are just crushing it. Matt for president. I don't know if I could be president, man. I don't know if I'd want that job. Some of the decisions these guys have had to make this year are absolutely freaking nuts. And I don't wish that type of crap upon anybody. Now, when we're talking about disinformation and things like that, this is kind of, you know, where we're going to start this show. This dude, Mohammed Safa, right? Like, this is where, by the way, many of you guys that don't know, this is where it's all going to come in. Somebody said USO. No, that is actually like a Ukrainian orchestra over, I want to say it was like Odessa, some crap like that, that was playing Smells Like Teen Spirit. So, yeah, maybe it's a Ukrainian version, USO band. I don't know, man, but it's pretty baller. Michael Veter. I wish I could give more, but bills and things. I appreciate you, Matt. Well, thank you, sir. Tristan Allen says, Matt, you need to do research into Gavin Newsom's nonprofit Catching Wind. They stole $50 million in Palisades fire relief money. Dude, I heard about some stuff like that, and normally it is rooted a little bit in the truth, but it always likes to get spun. Things like this. Gaza is nearly three times smaller than Hiroshima, and Israel has dropped the equivalent of nearly 10 atomic bombs on Gaza. Really? Really? I'm unaware of any nuclear radiation so far that has been released in Gaza. And this is kind of one of those things that I've gone over in the past where I'm like, you know, that's a really cute catchphrase, but it's not true, even remotely, in the slightest, not even close. None. There's a difference between 500 pounds of explosives going off numerous times versus, I don't know, 5 megatons worth of explosives going off at once. It's just not how it works, or kilotons, I think from back then. But yeah, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that they make that comparison. And then they put this provocative video that goes in like this. I mean, you got to admit, that's pretty cool freaking shot. Like, don't even want to take away from that. That's just a baller freaking drop that ended up going down. But why did that take place? Well, you have 40,000 jihadists in a place the size of the city of Las Vegas. And so they're all over the freaking place. They've been digging in for the better part of a decade. So yeah, obviously they're going to have terror infrastructure. I mean, they literally built their entire lives and civilization around it. But you guys remember, I ended up bringing up our boy, turning out to be a very key propagandist. He ended up showing up with Greta Thunberg. If you guys don't know who this is Greg Stoker. He made several appearances on TikTok and several other things after his DUI arrest several years ago. Yeah, walking around and filming, probably because he didn't have a driver's license. And then he just fell onto this pro-Palestinian side of the frickin' house. And come to find out why now he's on the Freedom Flotilla. It makes perfect sense to me. You know, I saw great videos of him like rushing the Capitol and, you know, take the term terrorism for what it is. You know, using fear, intimidation, violence, coercion, control to push a religious or radical ideological agenda, such as, I don't know, taking over the entirety of Israel because it's being occupied by these evil Zionists. Stoker, S-T-O-K-E-R. No R, just Stoke, right? Like, that's how it goes. Anyways, check out what I did some digging around today. I happened to come across his video. Listen to where he's working. Somebody put this compilation together. I don't know who would be wise enough to do something like this and find this information.
My name is Greg Stoker. I'm a former U.S. Army Ranger, conducted 4 combat deployments to Afghanistan, and I'm now an anti-war activist and journalist at Mint Press News. I've joined the veteran delegation of the humanitarian flotilla to raise awareness and demonstrate to Americans that whatever violence we do overseas comes back home. Whatever our government is willing to do to Palestinians, they're willing to do to you. If they're willing to annihilate an entire people for ideology and profit, what does that mean?
It's funny the words that he actually uses, that willing to, you know, annihilate an entire people for ideology and profit. I mean, literally, Hamas is willing to annihilate all of Israel for ideology and profit. This is probably one of my favorite things that ends up going over there. Obviously, if you guys didn't read like the first caption that I had up on your screen, says this: Mint Press News. If you guys didn't hear, he's now a journalist, war correspondent for Mint Press News. Supported former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and supports the governments of Russia and Iran. Maybe that sounds familiar to somebody that I had recently just interviewed. Supports the governments of Russia and Iran. And they also view events from an anti-Western perspective. So that man that was just on your screen is working for a company that reports things anti-Western. You know that whole place where he grew up in life and it gave him all of the opportunities to go out that he leans so heavily on in order to push a fake narrative? The entire country that he leans so heavily on to be able to stand there and say, I'm a former U.S. Army Ranger with 4 combat deployments. You know, all of those things he was given, and it even goes so far as to show a image of him at some point. There he is. Yeah, there he is over there just running around inside of Afghanistan, allegedly. You know, carrying a freaking rifle, probably doing what? You know, shooting people in the freaking face, allegedly, right? Yeah, no. All right. And now coming out and stating that, I forgot. He does. He has a CIB, so we can look at him and we could say, like, he's got a combat infantryman's badge. So we can say, yay, you were in combat. You did some shoosting. How many babies did he kill? Just kind of curious. Apparently none, right? Like, because he would be against that. But yeah, let's go back into it. So Mint Press News reporting from an anti-Western perspective, all right, and additionally supports Bashar Assad, Russia, and Iran. Now, one of the things that, and I didn't even have to like, I mean, I just literally decided to just go snap WikiLeaks because it's actually accurate, which is surprising. But when you end up looking at it, WikiLeaks on one of these right here, actually talks about like a particular chemical attack over inside of Syria that, I mean, Mint Press News was the front runner in spreading a false narrative. And that was that Assad didn't gas the people inside of Syria. No, it wasn't him. You guys remember when Obama had like that famous red line and stuff? That's what we're talking about. The red line that was crossed by the Syrian government. And then magically there was some random freaking news article that came out and it was not anything even remotely close to being accurate, saying that the Assad government had given these rebels chemical weapons and it was the rebels that ended up unleashing the chemical weapons on the people, not the Assad government. And it's even quoted to like this frickin' day. Well, on top of that, one of their key contributors, Randy Nord, all right, he's a staff writer, admitted to spray painting a swastika and the word Azov, all right, on a synagogue in Royal Oak, Michigan. Wrap your head around that one. Incog Faraday coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, sir. Yeah. This is how extreme they are. Like, everyday staffers are spray painting synagogues with swastikas and the word Azov. Not because the guy was a member of Azov. No, no, no. To push an anti-America propaganda perspective. You heard that right. You heard that correct. He spray painted a swastika on a synagogue because he hates America that much, because America was supporting Ukraine and he wanted it to make it like appear as if the United, or as if Azov is a bunch of Nazis that hate the Jews. This is where that crap comes from. You guys seeing it yet? You seeing it? And this, gentlemen, I am now an anti-war activist and journalist at Mint Press News. Wrap your head around that. And he goes on to say, if the United States government is willing to do that stuff to the Palestinians, they're going to do it at home, and they're willing to wipe out an entire population, so on and so forth. And he's stating that all of this crap is currently taking place in the United States of America. Well, look at who this POS works for. Mint Press News. Reporting from an anti-Western perspective. A news agency that supports Iran, a news agency that supports Russia, big surprise, they're pushing to support the Palestinian people. I wonder why. Not because that they 86.5% of them don't think that any atrocities were committed on October 7th after they watched the videos of all that crap taking place. Nope. 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 Simply because we're trying to wipe the people out and commit genocide over there. Allegedly, the United States is the big devil, you know, because he supports Iran now, or at least he supports a news agency that does. Then we have other people such as this genius at a pro-Palestinian summit over inside of Michigan, ahead of the Palestinian youth movement, speaking about ways to obstruct the F-35 fighter jet.
Is that 70% of the cost of the F-35 program actually comes from the supply chain. 70% of this $2 trillion that goes into the supply chain is literally because they need to transport the different components of the F-35 to different locations to assemble them. And what's really important for us to know is that the F...
What, Cletus? What? Cletus says, I know Greg Stokes. He's an utter POS. He was his 2nd Ranger Battalion. That's what that means, for those of you that don't know. He was his 2nd Ranger Battalion. Whenever there's a Ranger Rendezvous, which is a huge freaking gathering that the Rangers hold every year, he shows up at Benning protesting us. Big freaking surprise. Big surprise. Let's not to mention his DUI arrest, where it literally says that he was like mugging children, or allegedly mugging children. But hey, man, he never got arrested for that. He was only arrested for his DUI. Remember? Right? Remember? That was it. Cletus, holy freaking cow, man. Wow. Dropping the freaking truth bomb. Small freaking world out there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be a piece of shit.
35 supply chain functions off of this just-in-time logistics process. It's called this, it's an inventory management system, and it's called just-in-time, which means that it delivers the goods right before they're needed. And it's also noted that for an F-35, for every 1 hour of flight, it actually needs 3 hours of maintenance. So what I'm saying to y'all is that if one specific node of the F-35 supply chain is intervened in, it has a huge impact on our people back home. And so we've really developed a methodology.
On our people back home, this woman that has no accent in her life with a keffiyeh wrapped over her shoulder talks about her people. Her people. Man, her freaking 23andMe test must be 10 times better than mine. I got a feeling I'm more Palestinian than she is. Just saying.
And then I hope that we can get into this and we can talk about it a bit more through this panel. But what's important for us to know here is that the more that we know, the more that we can do. Knowledge is really power here. And we need to be surgical. We need to be strategic, and we need to be bold in our actions. Because there are many different points of these supply chains of death that we can intervene in, and we must intervene in.
Oh, so you're calling on people to intervene in the F-35 supply chains after you, like, clearly laid out all of the different ways for people to go and do it. Oh, okay. And this is the crap that's taking place in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. This one right here. What percent victim did you get? 1.5. No, 1? I don't know. I don't know, because, you know, technically Palestine falls over all of Israel. And I mean, I definitely got all that crap in there. So I don't know if I would be Palestinian or Jewish, you know, because it definitely covers the land of Judea. Just to throw that one out there that was out there before. What the heck is wrong with these people, man? Her people. Talking about intervening in the F-35 program. This is us actually out there. You call that a domestic terrorist. Yes, that was a good terminology to probably like fit in there. Go domestic terrorist. And then, of course, we have the IRGC. And we have other people that are pushing out more propaganda. And I'm just going to go ahead and call out some of these accounts, because I've noticed that this account tends to push out a lot of it. Sprinter Express. This dude, how many followers? 767,000. Can't help but wonder who's behind this one. Advisor to the commander of the IRGC, Israel has sent not just once, but in whole waves up to 200 aircraft to attack Iran. But the Iranian military doctrine prevailed. That must have been their doctrine of just sitting there, bending over and taking it while trying to send ballistic missiles. Also, his highest rank was E5 with 4 deployments. If you did 4 at the 75th, you'd be an E6. Joint Base Lewis McChord pushes out these types of guys. Yeah, big surprise, man. Big surprise. Yeah, I mean, it's not a surprise at all, Cletus. It's really not. And you had me at shows up to protest Ranger rendezvous. That's where you had me, buddy. When you said he shows up to protest Ranger rendezvous, yep, that pretty much tells you all you need to know.
در یه جنگی درگیر شدی. همه هستن. ما خودمون تنها هستیم. در این جنگی که ما هستیم ما خب از قبل هم میدونستیم خیلی برام روشن دکترینی رو جمهوری اسلامی طراحی کرده بود.
Look at the conviction on that man's face as he sits there sipping his freaking chai tea, right? Like, I wonder if that's an iPhone down on the table that they're like sitting there enjoying with his gigantic gold ring and everything else that he's got going on. Like, again, we start talking about propaganda and different accounts that are pushing this stuff, and all of this information ends up making it out there into the information space. And then I know I've talked to you guys about what the hell is the name of it? Grok over on Twitter, how it sources things, all right, from all of these accounts. And the more people that like it and share it, and all of a sudden it doesn't get community notes written on it, Grok doesn't know any better, and Grok just assumes it's true because it was reported that way. What's he saying? He loves McDonald's? No. He's saying that the Iranian military was able to prevail from Israel because of all of his tenacity and everything else that it has. That's what it was talking about. Houthis ended up, after all of their people end up getting schwacked. Now, I want you to think about the rhetoric that I just showed you that's coming out of Iran, how they were able to prevail. Well, now the Houthis are pissed off because all of their leadership ended up getting wiped out. And you've got different news agencies reporting that Yemen's leadership was killed. To be clear, it's not Yemen's leadership. It is the leadership of the Houthis. The official government of Yemen wasn't touched. The terrorist organization Ansar Allah was the one that had its head cut off.
Thousands of people mourned on Monday for the prime minister and 11 other senior figures of Yemen's Houthi-run government who were killed last week by an Israeli strike. The funeral was held at the largest mosque in the capital, Sana'a, with officials vowing to take revenge. Mourners chanted the Houthi slogan, saying, "God is great, death to America, death to Israel." Mohammed Miftah, now de facto head of the Houthi-run government, told the crowd he will crack down on spies within the country, saying Yemen faces a security challenge from the Zionist entity.
Hear that, Jackson Hinkle? They're coming for you, bud.
The United Nations said its offices in Sana'a were raided on Sunday with at least 11 staff detained. No reason was given, but the Houthis have in the past held Yemeni UN and aid agency workers on suspicion of spying. Miftah later told the media his people are not afraid of martyrdom, saying that the enemy will only face stronger resistance on the military, political and popular fronts. He was the deputy of Prime Minister Ahmad Galeb al-Rawi before Israel's deadly airstrike last Thursday.
You guys get the idea over here? So you have people, and this is how it all works together, by the way, in case you didn't know. And I'm hoping to bring all of this full circle for you as Israel continues to smash Gaza. Before we get into the school shooting portion of this, what you have is you have people over here in the West, and those people, whether they work for companies like Mint Press News, somebody mentioned the Young Turks, all of these people, whether they're paid or not, or getting it like shilled in some other way, shape, or form, put out this type of information. And the moment that information starts to get blasted out, then you see the regimes acting up because they feel like they have some sort of support, or they paid for the support, to be perfectly honest, depending on where it came from. Then you have things like this, where they just feel like they can vow revenge and that they're going to continue attack because they think that the West and everybody else has their back because, oh, they're all just getting slaughtered and everybody sees it that way. And they pump propaganda out and they infect the minds of our youth. Bo William coming in, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships, and Alan Blackwell just coming in, just dropping $10, man. Gregory, appreciate you, friend. So that's what happens. That is exactly what happens. And that's how this whole propaganda scheme works. Yeah, people put out these things. And oh, by the way, if you didn't notice, the Freedom Flotilla on their first go-round, they ended up getting smashed, allegedly, with an Israeli drone, which we looked over time and time again and were easily able to assess that that was a placed munition, not a freaking drone. They ended up smacking into it. They used that to collect money. The first thing that ended up coming out of there was this massive fundraiser. And what'd they do out of that massive fundraiser? Well, now they got an actual flotilla. They got a fleet. And now they're using that to go and do it again and again and again and again to continue to push their little dumb narrative. And all of these things combined, right, makes them think that they have some sort of support to push this crap. And then you get nut jobs up over in the UN releasing false reports, and boom, all of a sudden you got it. Now, that's not to say that Gaza isn't getting its fair share of its butt kicked lately. Check this out. Everybody wants to do jihad stuff until it's time to do jihad stuff, right? Yeah, so what ends up happening is you end up getting things like this that are taken and framed completely out of context. And those things that are framed out of context are then put out there. Like, look at Israel bombing this poor little innocent town over inside of Gaza. Robert Reardon coming and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you, friend. So why do we have this going on? Explain this. Well, it's quite clear at this point why the entire world's brains have been infected, and it's because of the amount of crap that's getting pushed out on social media. Unless somebody takes it and actually protects it and says, this is garbage, and throws it out there, which is why I think this channel is so important, because it's not just about this. It's about all of the Russia disinformation in general, and what's actually taking place in this country and others that is literally being pushed from an anti-Western perspective. Take this sweet screenshot, for example. This is the Gaza Strip following the war. And you have a bunch of tents that are shoved up over on the beach. And if we look at the caption on this thing, and I got a feeling, I'm not even sure, to be perfectly honest with you. I was just like, here's a good example of BS propaganda. But let's just play it for a sec. If you were to take a bet, who thinks that this is going to have some really, really sad music? Ah, dang it. No sad music. All right, I was wrong. No sad music. We'll take a look at the caption. The C88 coming in gifting out of Speak the Truth membership. Shows you how much little I care about some of these people. Cuds News Network, ladies and gentlemen. 600,000 followers. Getting a whopping 16,000 views. This thing got put out this afternoon. Gaza City's beach have become overcrowded with tents and displaced families following its occupation by Israel, with residents unable to find shelter amid intense airstrikes. Now, I believe it was 2 days ago on this channel I showed you guys people that were literally swimming in the frickin' ocean, playing and having a very good time. What's better for Matt, gifted memberships or a super chat? Brother Sly, as far as I'm concerned, after I read the recent legislation, they are all, how do I want to say this, considered tips, which are not taxable under the current tax code. So either way, you're good to go. YouTube's going to end up taking 30% of it anyways. So it goes out either way. Cletus, you're there. Only one. You're their only one I give money to because you tell the truth and back it up with facts, whether people like it or not. Boom. That's the key right there, right? Do I have facts to actually back up things? And the answer is, yeah. I didn't even bother showing you the Nutella factories that they have going on over there right now. Like, I don't know if you get, you want to see some weird... You want to see some weird crap that's going on inside Gaza? They have a freaking Nutella obsession right now. Like, all of this is, like, brand new. I saw a vehicle that was stacked with Nutella. Like, I'm just going to save you, like, the absurd music. Welcome to Gaza, ladies and gentlemen. All the people stranded on the beach. This is a very real thing over in Gaza today. People literally went in there today. Nutella. Look at that. And I remember seeing Nutella making its way into different places, and then I also remember hearing stuff about humanitarian aid containing Nutella. What the hell? What if Israel dropped a 500-pound bomb during the funeral for the Houthis? Well, I think they probably should get after it, to be perfectly honest with you. But yeah, Nutella factory. This is like what they're doing. I mean, they've got little like I'm like Nutella has turned into freaking crack over there. You sure it is a byproduct of the poop fountains in Russia? I mean, maybe that's why they're getting it, because, you know, Russians really don't care about these people whatsoever. They're just using it to go against the United States of America. This is probably one of my favorite ones that ended up coming out. As part of today's anti-journalism campaign, The Guardian posted the photos of all the journalists killed in Gaza since October 7th. But wait, who's that? And then you have this guy right here, Shlomi Ziv. He says, I know. Because this is the journalist that was holding him hostage, the quote-unquote journalist. It's getting bad again, ladies and gentlemen. Brother Sly coming and gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Nutella gives you the poop. Well, dude, stop eating Nutella, man. Don't do it. Stop eating Nutella. Smokey Sergeant, $10 just to let us know that Nutella gives him the craps. So that's good to know, man. We'll take it with some, like, I don't know what you eat with Nutella, like pills, like lactate. Or I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you, bro, but just, you know, figure it out. You know, you'll be all right. But yeah, man, take a look at it right there. All right. Journalists, this is the stuff when I talk about propaganda. Here is your huge one that ends up coming out there. So why is this such an issue? Well, it's such an issue because it doesn't just happen over there when it goes to wars and the things that the United States government's doing, which, in my opinion, are designed to rip this country apart. When you look at it, it's like Russia that's going after it. Well, yeah, now it kind of like makes sense. You know, you got news organizations that are backing Russia and Iran that are pushing all of this stuff out. What about over here in the United States of America? And let's talk about school shooters for a hot minute, because I remember hearing, and it was something that actually got brought up in a church sermon this weekend, where... I think it was the former spokesperson for the White House underneath Biden. I can't remember her name for the life of me, where she was like, I'm tired of your prayers. We don't need prayers. We need actions. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to act now. We need to like deal with these guns, whatever the heck it was that she ended up saying. And it was like, what a communist thing to say. And I say that for a reason. Number one, because she's going out there and going against God and screaming that prayers aren't going to actually get anything done. Number one. Number two, it was literally one of the KGB's like instructions was to get God out of America. And it's now to the point where we have people inside of the White House, not this administration, but the last, that were screaming that we don't need God. We just need to do all of these other things. When the reality, as far as I'm concerned, whether you like it or not, is that. But I want to show you this. School shootings, everybody acts like it's a modern phenomenon and we're all screwed up. So I went back and I did some research today and I wanted to know, how old do these school shootings, Psaki, thanks, Jen Psaki. I wanted to know, I had to go back. How far back does like the modern school shootings and stuff go? Now, somebody brought up Charles Whitman, which was like, what, 10 years before this? And I was like, yeah, it was more of a university. He's in a bell tower, sniping people, whatever. I introduced you guys Brenda Spencer, who is up for parole. I think this article was a couple, what, February 25? So a couple months ago. She killed 2 men and 8 children, along with a police officer, in 1979, in one of the country's first mass school shootings. This is the first one that I could find when it came through, like, a young child that was actually doing this. This woman had a... This is what happened. Across the street from her school, and I want to say it was San Diego. Let me verify that real quick. I think it was San Diego. Yeah, San Diego, right there. Across the street from her school in San Diego, where she lived, she had a .22 LR rifle. Not a 5.56, not one of the scary AR-15s, not anything. A .22 LR rifle that had a scope on it that her dad had gifted her for Christmas, I believe, like the year prior. And she sat across the street and she just started sniping people. She fired a grand total of 36 rounds, killing and wounding what I had just told you. I believe it was a principal, like janitorial staff, a police officer, and then 8 kids. That's what she did. And she got consecutive life sentence, 25 to life sentences, and she keeps getting up for parole and doesn't get it. Fox McCloud with 5 says the largest mass casualty event in American school did not happen with a firearm. You can look it up. I think it happened in the 1920s. You know, going all the way back to the first like mass school shooting that actually took place was during like America's Revolutionary War. Believe it or not, you can go look that sucker up. Mass school shooting with freaking muskets, ladies and gentlemen. Literally, January 29th, 1979, just after 8:30 in the morning, she steadied herself behind the .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle that her dad had bought her for Christmas and took aim at the elementary school across the street from her San Carlos home. She opened fire. That's when it started. Jen Psaki, America's original used tampon. All right, Mark, I see where you're going there. I see what you did. I see what you did right there. So we can talk about this, but it's not a modern day phenomenon. Now, the spike in them over time is most definitely a modern day phenomenon. That's something I looked and I fact checked and I looked up. There's definitely been a spike in it. When you start talking about firearms homicides and things like that in the United States, it gets kind of scary. But I ended up going through and I'm going to show you guys this here in just a sec. And I made a post on it because I think it's important to put this type of information out there. When you send your kids to school, I just want you to know this. This is from the FBI statistics, and I'm going to show you guys where you can find it and everything else a little bit ago. When you send your kid to school, they are a bazillion times more likely to be sexually assaulted than they are to be shot with a gun, especially in a mass shooting. You guys see where it says homicide offenses 207? Maybe not. Like right up here. Homicide offenses, 207. 207 homicides inside of schools in between the years 2020 and 2024. So for 5 years, there was 207 homicides in this country inside of schools. 5 years in all 50 states, 207 homicides. Only 43 of those homicides were attributed to an active shooter incident. I'm going to say that again. 207 homicides, 43 attributed to a mass shooter incident. Do the math. Meanwhile, 45,582 sex offenses. More people, three times more people are human trafficked. 149 cases of human trafficking at our schools than deaths in mass shootings, which was 43. So 43 deaths for mass shootings in this country, 149 cases of human trafficking. 149 cases of human freaking trafficking. .45,582 sexual offenses. And yet the thing that you hear pushed on mainstream media, the thing that's constantly being pushed by our politicians, the thing that's being pushed by everybody, isn't those figures. No, it's the 43 mass shooting deaths that took place here in this country inside of our school systems. As a matter of fact, our schools over the last year weren't even the most like popularly attacked place by these mass shootings. AR-15s weren't even the most predominantly used firearms in them, believe it or not. I'm going to show you guys that here in just a sec. But I want you to take a solid flipping look at that. Almost 46,000 sexual offenses in this country. And why do you think that's occurring? Can we blame that on guns? In 5 years, that's almost 10,000 a year. 50 states, do the math. It is so freaking absurd. And yet we're not focusing on that. We're not focusing on the 149 kids that were human trafficked, which, again, is 3x the amount that were killed in mass shootings inside schools. Nope. We're focused on the mass shootings. We're focused on the guns. We're going after the guns. We're focused on transgender rights. We're focused on all those things. When in reality, there's that. Now, who do you think is pushing that narrative? Who do you think wants to take that away? Do you think they give a crap whether or not parents are able to defend their freaking kids that are like falling victim to 50,000-ish kids in the last 5 years that fell victim to sex offenses? You think they care about you being able to protect them? Hell no. Think they care about having God and everything else there? No. When I said it's a parenting problem, that's what I meant. Known offenders. Here's the scary part. 44,280 known offenders to the 45,582 cases. How many repeat offenders are sitting in that stack? Victims, 51,609 victims out of 45,000 incidents with only 44,280 offenders. That means out of those 44,280 that were sexually assaulting people or committing sex offenses inside of our schools here in this country, those people had multiple freaking victims. Imagine that. And you don't hear a peep about it out of the mainstream media. Yeah, I see guys mention angry cops in the SVU detective unit. I know, Rich. I talked to him about it when he was going through that. I made a dang video on it back then. Kind of wish my audio set up and my studio was better, but, you know, I was busy in transition phase of life. Had some other stuff going on. Those are real numbers, ladies and gentlemen, from the FBI. Smokey Sergeant says, don't you know, Matt? No one cares unless someone dies, and even then they only care if they can gain more power and control. How many of those numbers do you think out of those 45,000 victims, out of the 51,609 victims, how many of those victims do you think took their lives because of what they went through? How many of those 51,609 victims do you think are still alive to this day? And yet we're focusing on the 43 that are dead. And it's a tragedy. But maybe, just maybe, and I'll prove it to you here in a second, it's the fault of somebody else. Table 5, type weapon force involved, 2020 through 2024. Handguns. 12,375. In our schools in the United States of America, 12,375 instances involving handguns. Knife or cutting instrument, 33,470. Personal weapons, 411,000. That would be like your hands, your fists, things like that, right? Now here's the crazy part. Motor vehicles and vessels, 863. 863 cars used for hurting people. Rifles, 656. We're not going after high school kids having access to cars, are we? I'm confused. Is that something that we're looking at making sure our high school kids don't have? What about the 33,470 knives that they're able to get a hold of and take to school? Everybody remember what happened in Frisco, Texas this year? Anybody going after knives? Or are we going after and doing like a race war and attacking each other and dividing this country? Propaganda. Nope. We're going after the divisive issue, our Second Amendment rights. Schools usually don't report SA events. Well, they do. They're mandatory reporters if they hear about it. The problem is the victims don't report it. Listen to some of the victims, particularly in high school, that end up falling victim to sexual assaults. You know what they end up telling you? They end up telling you that they're ashamed, that they don't want to be labeled a whore or any of those things, because those jack wagons will turn around and claim all sorts of other stuff and send out things to smear them. I believe it was Rich that was talking about one of the offenders actually having a video and spreading that stuff around, trying to make her look like it's just mind-numbing to me how some of that stuff works. I digress. Active shooter incidences in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. And again, y'all can feel free to view this crap. You're more than welcome to. Active shooter incidences in the United States, 2024. FBI has designated 24 shootings in 2024 as active shooter incidents. Now, this is where it gets really freaking nuts when you start going through it. They give their acknowledgments and they give all of this other stuff, and then they start laying out data. And I just kind of like some of these sheets that they end up throwing out here. 2024 active shooter incidents, 24 total. Casualties, 106. Shooters, 25. 22 male, 3 female. Mass killings, 3. 3. 3. Open space, 12. Commerce, 4. Education, 4. Government, 3. House of worship, 1. Those are the 24 cases that they identified. 12 of them in open spaces. How many lawmakers do we hear talking about needing to secure our open spaces? How come we can't walk out there? How come our kids can't go out into these different open spaces? How can they can't do those things? Nope. What about our shopping centers? Because they were attacked just as much. Commerce, 4. Nope. Schools, abso-flippin-lutely matched with commerce. Still, just a quarter of that. I'm sorry, a third of that of the open spaces. Firearms used, 17 handguns and 9 rifles. Shotguns, 3. Twice as many handguns, almost, when we look at it and we go into it, particularly in the open spaces. Now, here's something that the media also didn't bother to tell you because maybe they just didn't want to look at the statistics. You also have, in 2023, 244 casualties, 105 killed. We only had 23 in 2024. In 2023, it was 125. That's a pretty big reduction. Media doesn't say a word about that, do they? You know, you would think this stuff was happening every single day in America, the way it's talked about. MT coming in with 499. This is the Death to America strategy. Soviet propaganda tactics bots used by both Iran and Hamas and the Axis. This is the only way they can beat us. No, it's not. Well, yeah, I mean, it is, really. Infecting the brains of Americans, so on and so forth. But here's your cold, hard freaking stats, man. 43 people. That was it. Inside schools, 43 last year. That's it. You can keep going and you can take a look. Say Texas had 4 of them. Okay. Let's see what the number 2 place is, California. Why? Let's talk about landmass, size, things of that nature. Some of the stuff that this report highlights, honestly, is pretty freaking insane. I don't have enough time today to go over all this with you guys. I think maybe I will put out just an entire video on this because it is flipping ridiculous. Open space snapshot. Incidents, 12. Casualties, 45. Shooters, 13. Roadway, neighborhoods, commercial areas. Notice how neighborhoods is up there? Notice how rural and park are up there as well? 25% of those mass shootings occurred in neighborhoods. What do you think that means? Bubby coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Again, you look at the firearms used. I mean, they break all of this down. It's absolutely ridiculous. Commerce, handguns, and one shotgun. Chances are, the shotgun and the handgun were probably on the same objective. Then you have 2 in high school and 2 in pre-K. I want you to think about that. The amount of homicides I just talked to you guys about that actually occurred on school property, K through 12. The amount of homicides. Like 160-something, I think, weren't attributed to freaking mass shootings. 160-something. You know what that is? That's youth being violent and killing each other. That's instances like what occurred in Frisco, Texas. For some reason, that one happened to make the media. Because you had a black kid and a white kid. And they felt like that could freaking, you know, sell shit. I don't know. But they definitely chose to do it that way. Over 50,000 SA victims inside of schools last year. 50,000. Nobody says a word. That's your youth. That's our future. Nobody talks about it, though. I don't know how to be more ticked off about these different stats and stuff that I was able to go over and like discover, to be perfectly honest with you. When you look at numbers like these and you're able to actually go over them and process them in your head, it brings another freaking level of how ticked off you should be at the media. It's one thing when they're pushing like pro-Russian propagandists. It's another thing when you have literal stats that say this crap that you're pushing, our lawmakers are out of freaking control. Our media is out of control. And truthfully, anybody that stands there and says, we love our kids and we want to protect our kids, they never mention the 51,609 victims as they're pushing that crap. They'll talk to you about the 43 that died in mass shootings because they want to push whatever agenda it is, but not that one. I don't want to talk about the 51,609 victims of SAs that occurred last year. Nope, it's not newsworthy. Fox McCloud, 2022, according to a recent report, throughout the first 9 months of the year, public school teachers were detained for sex-related offenses involving pupils at a rate of 1 per day. Holy freaking cow. Wood chipper. Straight wood chipper. Nobody wants to talk about it, though. Now, if you guys want to know where you can find that report that I had just gone over on the mass shootings and things like that and all of these different things, particularly crimes in schools, go to the FBI's Crime Data Explorer and click on Crimes in Schools. They have other things that you can take a look at on here as well. They take all this information and they compile it and they boil it on down for you so that you're able to get it. Crimes in Schools is right up top. You click on that link, it opens it up for you, and you guys can go and you can explore that. Oddly enough, that's actually where I was going. I see somebody ask the question, Jimmy Bob says, trans in the girls' room, question mark. You know, that was one of the things that I went to go look up, was do we have stats on that? Guess what they're not collecting? They're not collecting those stats. They're not providing those stats. They're not. Smokey Sergeant, complete social disorder is the goal, and they are being successful and winning at upending our culture. Smokey, you're not wrong, brother. You're not. That's 100% what they've been doing. They try to attack and uproot our culture. This has absolutely nothing, and I wish the American public would like open their minds, because this has nothing to do with school shootings and everything to do with pushing that socialist propaganda. Everything. And if people would open their freaking eyeballs and see it, they would realize that if they can divide our country on things, then they win. Why? Because we become stalemated. And they're able to go out and do atrocities overseas. I think most Americans, if they actually had the information that you guys do, is like just hardcore followers of this channel, if they saw the crap that was going on overseas, if they actually knew the totality of it all, and hell, we can't even figure it all out at this point. But if they knew the totality of what Iran was up to inside of Yemen, inside of Syria, inside of Lebanon, inside of Gaza, if they knew the totality of all that, plus the fact that they're tied into Russia, plus the fact that they're tied into China, do you think if they actually knew the totality of all of that, that they would actually sit back and go, how the hell did this happen? How is Iran enriching uranium up to 87.5%? And nobody did anything about it for years. You know how? Because we were focused on this stuff. So all of that goes back. The enemies of the United States want us to remain focused inward on stuff that is quite frankly not true or way overinflated. And as we're looking at that, as we're doing that, they're running amok. That's how Russian troops ended up stacking up on the border of Ukraine. That's how Iran positioned itself so closely. That's how this jihadist problem got out of control. And that's why over in New York City, you got people like Mamdani running for freaking government. That's how all of that happened. Information operations work both ways. And it's absolutely amazing, which is going to bring me right back to one of my original videos talking about Mint Press News.
My name is Greg Stoker. I'm a former U.S. Army Ranger, conducted 4 combat deployments to Afghanistan, and I'm now an anti-war activist and journalist at Mint Press News. I've joined the veteran delegation of the humanitarian flotilla to raise awareness and demonstrate to Americans that whatever violence we do overseas comes back home. Whatever our government is willing to do to Palestinians, they're willing to do to you. If they're willing to...
Did you hear that last line that he just said? Whatever they're willing to do to the Palestinians, they're willing to do to you. That is exactly what I'm talking about. That right there turns all of this crap right around freaking full circle. They don't give two craps about you. They give two craps about pushing a socialist agenda, collapsing the United States of America, propping up Russia, propping up Iran. There's no other way that you should look at this. None. Every ounce of information that you get at this point, you need to question. I don't care if it's me telling it to you. I don't care who's giving it to you. You better question it and you better dig into it. And you better call out the people that are pushing it out there. The most dangerous thing in this country is not people with guns. It's people with their mouths. There's a reason you're supposed to be slow to anger. There's a reason God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth. The ears are important to be able to listen and take in information. Words, ladies and gentlemen, are what has conquered empires. Words are what have inspired people to rise up and freaking commit the dang Holocaust. Words, information. Putting ideas and thoughts out there, that's dangerous. That's what inspires people to pick up guns. That's what inspires people to do crazy things. And right now, the media, alleged media, is using those words. And that's why it's important for you guys to take this podcast, share this freaking show, and explain this crap to people that don't understand. I'm asking you, for the love of God, for the love of our country, for the love of this frickin' world, please share this information. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe. It's good for you. Hit the like button. Share the video. Put the information out there. In the meantime, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, where'd it go? Where'd it go? No, 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 nope, nope. No, I got rid of it. No. Oh, there it is. I'm out of here.